The governor last week, as we record this, announced he was going to veto 10 different bills, all of which relating to some sort of tax cut, and he made reference to them as being favors for special interest groups. One of those bills was one that you had sponsored rather during the session. First off, your reaction to the announcement and the vetoes themselves.
I was greatly disappointed that the governor would do that. Some of them I had mixed thoughts about. It's not the governor's money, it's the business or the individual's money, and I'd like to see those individuals retain as much of it as they can and businesses retain as much as they can to allow them to grow, hire more people, and long run the state will benefit, I think. But I was extremely disappointed in that one. That truly helped people. It was a tax that currently is not being collected, that the Department of Revenue and then the courts decided it should be. It was a tax on used mobile homes. And that's something, whenever we're talking about a used mobile home, one, the sales tax has probably been paid on it numerous times. Two, it was only a fair bill in that if you sell your house, I mean, originally when you build your house, you pay sales tax on the material. That's your sales tax on it, not on the labor. And then there's never sales tax charged again when the house is resold, only when it was built new. And new manufactured homes, they're continually taxed. They're taxed when they're sold new, and then every time it changes hands. And this really, oftentimes, they're, you know, it's a starter home, it's a retired couple, or it's a lower income person that needs this tax break. And time you start adding 6 or 8% sales tax onto the cost of a $5,000 used mobile home, $10,000, $15,000, that could be the difference between a home ownership and not having a home. And so I think I was very disappointed that he would do that on that particular bill. Just seeing no reason for it. And it wasn't a huge cost, and it wasn't money the state or local governments were currently getting. It was only at this Supreme Court ruling that they're going to start collecting it.
Part of his argument was that these bills were all passed on the last day, essentially without debate, which we know good and well that every bill that makes it to the Senate floor has already been through at least one committee.
Yes, my bill had been through committee in the House and the Senate. I testified over the House on it, also through the Senate. And then we had considerable debate on it there in the Senate floor. And I'm sure the House did the same thing. And the bill was on the calendar for probably 60 days at least to allow public comment, to allow comment here in my office. Never had a negative comment from anyone about it in any way. Only encouragement from people that understood that it was there to help people in the lower income bracket.
Given the real drive, especially this session, this now past session, we've had for, seen for cutting taxes, be it income taxes, small business, etc., is this a trend, as in, will this bill and the others likely be not only taken up for an override during veto session in September, but possibly overridden?
Yes, that's on my bill. It was a nonpartisan bill. A number of people on the other side of the aisle supported it, along with the people on my side of the aisle. I think there's a good chance I will have to see if the votes are out there, so I have to survey it with my own members and get an indication whether or not the votes are there. Talk to the House handler and see if he has the votes over there. There's some people that will remain the same party as the governor, and they will support his veto override and will be afraid to go against him. But that is something we will certainly consider with all these bills, and most definitely I intend to pursue it with this. I'm pretty cautious about, does something actually arrive at the height of a veto override? That's a pretty serious thing when you start veto overriding. But that's something we'll definitely consider. And if it hurt revenue, I would be more concerned. But since it's revenue no one's getting right now, that it's not a decrease in revenue.
Given some of the new faces we'll see next year in the Senate and throughout the legislature after the elections this year, do you anticipate either more of the same thought process in terms of, again, trying to make it easier and better for businesses to get here and stay here? Do you anticipate the same economic type mindset in the coming regular session next year?
I think so. When you see our state national product compared to the gross national product, the state level, we're like 37th or 40th or something like that out of 50 states. And in job growth, we're, again, in the upper 40s, I think, compared to other states. And with the revenue down right now, I think we're going to continue to do whatever we can to attract business to the state of Missouri. And I don't see that changing. I think the conservative people that come here will continue to do that and try and get jobs and see if we can't be a productive state and more money for schools, more money for the residents that are here, but not to hit any one person, not to run somebody out of business.